And it's Free Radio Santa Cruz time, June 26, 2025. That's the date today as I make the show and as you hear it, likely, if you catch it on the day that it was made. This is going to be a back-to-back double feature flashback show, kind of customary for Thursdays, going back to April of 1999. First one is going to be on the 18th, the second one on the 22nd. I would remind you, pay little attention, if any, to the phone numbers from way back then. That's, what, more than 30 years ago? Or actually, almost 30 years ago. Yeah. But it's got some interesting stuff, at least the little parts that I heard of it. You're going to be hearing lots about the mobilization against the Clinton regime's bombing of Serbia, which Santa Cruz activists, some of them, did not take kindly to, nor did the university. And you get to hear some discussion of that in the April 18th show. Also in the April 18th show is, well, actually the first parts of the April 18th show are take us back the day before to San Francisco, where there were mass protests. I joined the protest and got some lengthy interviews with some of the folks there who were opposed to Clinton's bombing. Then we hear an interview with Sally Zinman. Actually, I think it's a story that she wrote for Street Spirit newspaper, which you can probably find online if you go to the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org and look up the Street Spirit back issues. You can read the actual story. And we then have an interview with Jane Kaiser of PERC. That's a Psychiatric Inmates Rights Collectives, the group that was fighting for the rights of folks being held and drugged against their will here in Santa Cruz and elsewhere. I don't think we have the totality of that show. It's only the first part, but, well, we have that part of it. Then you're going to hear the April 22nd Thursday show, which has Peter Lumsdaine of the Resource Center for Nonviolence, or Inaction, as I used to call it, though I don't think I called it that back then, although, boy, I'd have to spend some more time with a deep dive into that era to be sure of that. He talks about Yugoslavia and the bombing. He's one of the activists that I mentioned earlier. Then you've also got Scope It Out Scott Graham, who still weighs in on shows, talking often about the city council's current agenda when I don't have the stomach for it, or the patience for it, maybe. He talks in this 1999 piece about the Dolphin Lee. That's the Catherine Byers famous Give It All to Mercy Charity and Let Them Work It Out. Demolish existing housing in the beach flats and build a fancy Nueva Vista project. We opposed it, those who are in the housing proposed it currently, and we don't know if, I don't know anyway, if the folks who were destroyed in the Rex Court, Dolphin and Lee apartment complexes, if they ever got guaranteed return to places in the Dolphin Lee project or the Nueva Vista project, as it's now called. Maybe someday we'll go into that mystery and actually resolve that question. You'll hear a little bit from the Maritzad play, at least a musical number. And there's also Phil Baer, an activist, I think, who still lives in the beach flats, who was an opponent of the Dolphin Lee Project, talking about it. And finally, we have Dead On David Silva, who died a few years ago. But I call him Dead On because he was very much a struggling and determined to speak the truth as he knew it, and often getting pretty damn close to it, although he and I disagreed on some matters. Here he talks about the organization that helped to win the election for, in 1998, the so-called progressives, who were, at that point, Chris Krohn, Tim Fitzmaurice, and Keith Sugar, but They made promises about things like homeless civil rights that they never kept, police abuse that they never kept, it's reining in police abuse. And I'm sure that gets a little mention here and there, and has throughout many of my broadcasts. Those were broadcasts back then, not just netcasts. But that's what you are likely to be finding if you listen to these two flashbacks. So I'll leave you to it. Hope you enjoy them. If you have questions, comments, if you want to report anything you've seen regarding current day abuses, which unfortunately are many and often unreported, such is my impression, give me a call on the Huff line at 831-423-4833. And, yeah, we'll see what, well, I will get back to you if I can, and I will certainly let other people know about it, and maybe a broader understanding can produce a broader solidarity, and certainly a better educated understanding of what's going on.